wake-up song and the you bastard sight of the day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com.
There you go. It's Nickelback. That's still, you know, Nickelback can take all the kicks they want. That song's pretty cool. And they've got some stuff. So I think it's time we all forgave Nickelback for whatever it is they did wrong to us that made us make them such a joke. Those guys got some stuff. We're still playing it. That's 20 years old right now. That's still going.
So. Chad Kroeger don't care. He just laughs all the way to the bank.
He never cared if you liked him or not. I probably did bug him. But after a while, he's like, you know what?
Look at my bank account.
I did good. And he says it in one of the songs. Check out my bank account. Never Again is a pretty good song.
Those aren't the people that go to see him in concert when they go. I mean, they're...
The bank account people?
No, the people
that... Oh, yeah, the ones that pay for his stuff. Yeah. But, you know, I don't know why they got such... They got beat up so bad.
The hilarious...
Write pop rock songs that were good.
The hilarious part is everybody rags on them, but whenever they come to town, they sell out.
Sell out.
And they don't play, like, you know, the marquee theater. They're playing big venues.
Stadiums.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get the Nickelback hate. And I fell into it for a while, and then I started to realize I kind of like almost all the hit songs. Like, that comes on, and I'm like, I kind of like that. Is that okay? And then I had to come to grips with my own fears of Nickelback backlash. Nickel backlash.
Twink. Yeah. If you're blasting photograph out the side of the
Jeep. I still won't do that. Look at this photograph. I won't just acapella that.
Barry Manilow on before that.
My radio's broken, so I'm just singing my own. Every time I do, it makes me laugh. What are you doing, Holmes? Hey, Mike. Anywho, somebody says, man, those stories about your sister and your dad had me laughing. It made me think, what do you think Toledo's dad would have done in that situation?
Oh, man.
We all know what. Exit. It's time for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. We call this the Brady Report, and it's brought to you by our friends over at Hooters. Hooters is delightful, and there you can go there for their 11 lunch special starting at $8 each. Wash it down with an ice-cold Budweiser like an adult, and enjoy your afternoon at Hooters. Brady Report.
Good Tuesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Happy 420.
Yeah.
All right. Couple of baseless fun facts. I know I've done this one before, but you might have forgotten about it. Disabled people in the Netherlands get money from the government up to 12 times a year to spend on prostitutes.
What?
Hold up. You're in a wheelchair. You're Caleb of the Netherlands.
Yep.
Gets a check to pay for hookers.
12 free rides.
Because they assume he can't do it on his own. He's got the Crips.
Why
it helps.
Why is Caleb and Alex still in this country?
Why would you wheel around Phoenix? I would be full on. There'd be a new destination of like, man, you thought the Mexicans swam over here. Look at this. Those crippled kids are swimming over to the Netherlands. It's a biking capital. I think they've got everything kind of in the Netherlands that.
You're pretty set.
Yeah, but I'm like, wheels are good. People ride their bikes around there a lot more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like the wheelchair is pretty okay.
You can cover some ground there. It's not that big
but
over there in the
middle. Why in the world, if that's the case, would you be crippled here? That is a utopia for the quads and what do they call them? What's the other one? Quadriplegics 4. Paraplegic.
Yeah. There you go. In ancient China, people ate tea.
I got half a mind to go break my back. Sorry, go ahead. Say what?
In ancient China, people ate tea like a vegetable.
Originally. What is that? We're talking about vegetables some more, Brady. These wheelchair things. These stories are getting
everyone. Quads and paraplegics. Huey Lewis got a perfect score on the math portion of the SATs.
No kidding.
That's why I wrote the song Hip to Be Square.
Square root.
Yeah.
Okay. You're in the Geico ad right now. No fussing. No cussing. Little Huey Lewis dad joke. Never hurt anybody, Brady. Maybe Kirby should revolt.
Someone looked at the number one drunk fast food joint in all 50 states by checking which one people Google the most.
It's Jack in the Box.
On the biggest drinking days of the year. 22 states.
In and Out. White Castle.
22 states. McDonald's.
Open. Well, you get the 24. McDonald's is the staple.
14 states. Burger King. Wendy's in 4 states, Mississippi, Ohio, West Virginia, and Montana.
Jack in the Box is the drunk Stop.
Yeah, those tacos.
Three states.
Tacos.
Like, three states.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's
Arizona.
Shocking. We have to be number one because that's the place to
Nevada
go.
Nevada and Idaho with Jack in the Box.
That I, like, my body craves those tacos if I get a little too beer drunk.
Which, interesting,
it's weird.
I thought Arizona would be my Filibertos or something because those carne asada burritos and just hammer those.
How many times did that become like the greatest meal of your life?
But you heard, I mean.
You ever eat it sober?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I'd rather lick a cat. But drunk, something happens, and Filiberto's is steak 44. It is unreal.
Wyoming is the only state where Taco Bell ranked number one. Waffle House was in three states, Alabama, Georgia, and South
Denny's
Carolina.
Isn't on any. Are they considered fast food? Or
Denny's was in one state. That was Alaska.
I don't see that as fast food, though.
I don't either. And Denny's used to be
In-N-Out, California.
I learned the risk of Denny's as a drunk. Here's what I say about Denny's when you're drunk. And the reason why it's better to go to fast food. You have to interact with a waitress that hates you the second you're there. Right? So Denny's is like, you're drunk and annoying and your group of six people come in and ruin her life. You deserve the things she does to your food. And so you start to realize I shouldn't get drunk and go to Denny's anymore because there's too much retaliation for my behavior. In the drive-thru or wandering by a Jack in the Box and just ordering from the passenger seat. Maybe they'll spit in it, but I doubt it. They don't have to deal with you. That poor waitress at Denny's, she's not a happy person anyway. She's the overnight lady at Denny's.
You say maybe they'll spit in it like that's the best thing that they can do to it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I have had turds, waitress turds, instead of food. I'm positive of it.
Where?
At the Denny's. And I deserved it. They were not wrong. It should have been turds over my hammy is what it should have been called. And she was right because we would get blasted and wander that Denny's on. I don't even know if it's still there, but on Baseline in Alma School. And I mean stupid drink.
Nope, not there.
Yeah, not there.
It's gone.
Yeah,
it was a Grandy's when I was at Rhodes Junior High. Because if you got an I'm Involved sticker, you got enough of those, you got 10% off at Grandy's. Did you get the I'm Involved? Remember those?
I remember them. I never got one.
You never got one?
No.
Because you weren't involved.
I was a scumbag.
Every day did an I'm Involved and you get a sticker and you got out of each class, got out 5 minutes early.
Nice.
Which is pointless.
You're just going to the next class.
Wandering around 5 minutes early. It's like, that guarantees you'll be on time for the next class. So now I got 10 minutes and five of it's by myself? What am I going to go Henry Livingston Sea? Oh, I'm going to go look at the ocean? I don't have any time. Five extra minutes to – this is dumb. I'll just sit in class.
Grandpa style is apparently hot right now with people in their 20s.
Mm.
Where you're wearing unique vintage clothes, random colors, everything else might – you might see on a senior citizen with strong fashion sense.
That's my son.
You got something to look forward to, Toledo?
No, he's already there, Brett. I told you he bought a pair of 42 waist pants, right?
I thought that was like Juggalo type stuff.
Nope. If it had zippers on it and a bunch of fringe, I might have done that. But no, just straight 42 inch jeans.
I may have to hire Scott Haynes. He's now the funniest listener we've got. He just texts me and he goes, you know what Caleb uses his adorable blanket for in the Netherlands? To wipe up after the prostitute.
That's all right. Let me just get that off your face with this adorable blanket.
Netherlands Caleb is, I'm going to fund him moving. So he can, because you know he's not going to have any lady action.
There's a product now.
He's a celebrity now.
Is there a lady that'll do that?
I bet there is.
But it'd have to be a prostitute. Why not have the government pay for that?
Well, that's true.
Biden?
Yeah.
We're talking to you, buddy.
There's a product on sale right now on eBay for men. It's a silicone bodysuit that makes you look ripped. It goes over your torso, gives you some jacked arms, some pecs, some abs.
Why not? Ladies do it.
It's right now selling anywhere between $68 and $360. Here's an example.
Wouldn't it be funny, though? Like, let's say you're wearing that, and that looks pretty good. Yeah. I might have to buy that. Is that? Well, that dude's pretty jacked underneath.
I know.
Deal,
that's what
right?
I'm saying. Oh, so
there's one.
That's a real one. The nipples look plastic.
Yeah.
Okay. That just looks like a bad Aquaman costume. But how's that different than if you were with a girl and you guys are getting it on and you take that off? And she's like, oh, it's all fake. And then she takes off her Spanx. How's it different?
Yeah, and the problem with that is
they got the women one, too.
The women one with the butts.
Oh, look at this one.
Yeah, girls pad their bras. They do also. How's it different than a dude who wears an ab suit other than pride? And that's the difference.
Wow.
Those are nice. Could you? How disappointing would it be if you were with a girl and then you get her shirt off and then she has to take her boobs off?
Depends if you just got out of Denny's or not. I mean, yeah. You could be drunk keep enough.
Is she the waitress?
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, what if the answer is no, don't take that
I'm
off.
Sorry, 2 hours ago, I didn't know I was going to have this moment with you. You ate mush on that ham sandwich.
But it's goddamn
bitter,
right
it's bitter. Hey, it was delicious, baby. I think I'm about to go down and eat some more here.
Can you leave the silicone suit on,
with
please?
Your name tag.
Is that ham on your leg? What is that? Oh, my God. It's attached. Denny's waitress, you have every right to harm the food. We're horrible to you.
Somebody found Mike's IRA.
It's Mike's car. That's it. Except for there's no Bondo. That one's in good shape. The whole back panel was gray.
Was it really?
And he did it himself.
Of course he did.
Sure he did.
So it was a little bumpy.
Yeah.
I've got some Wild America.
All right. I've got songs for you.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bogan, and this is your Wild America. Firefighters in Washington.
Listeners are funny today.
We're putting out a small house fire on Sunday when they found a 70-pound African cat inside. Firefighter had to go into the house and save...
What's an African cat?
It's a serval,
lion, isn't it?
It's a serval, which is basically the real tall,
the predatory cat. Yeah.
It's got a tiny head.
Yeah, it looks like a musk or those meerkats, only real long.
Yes.
Right.
And it was a 70-pounder, so it's an adult.
And it's in America?
So the firefighter had to pull out of the house, and the cat clamped onto his hand. Pretty
soon. Yeah. A little freaked out.
Yeah. That's the one I showed you a video, the one at the AZ Wildlife World Zoo. It jumps up.
We checked out on your videos. On
yeah. Brady, come on.
I think
I forgot that
one. That thing's got some leap.
You've probably shown us videos of every animal known.
We didn't see it. You may have thought you were showing people, but no one's looking.
Sorry.
We had a guy that was in British Columbia on his scooter at night going through a park, the Stanley Park, and he wrecked because he ran into a coyote.
Oh, boy.
T-boned a coyote, went down on the scooter. Problem is there's a couple other coyotes over there, and they started attacking him afterwards. He was able to fend them off, but he had to
really
go to the hospital.
That's really unusual.
That the
coyotes would run towards
you. You hit my buddy, man.
Yeah. I saw, I went to the, on my way to the casino.
Again, I don't think it was that big of a deal. Usually they take off.
Heading down Lincoln the other night, there was traffic, and I'm like, what's going on? It was night. And car, there's so much. It's Lincoln. I swear to God, Lincoln is just orange cone storage. They're not doing anything. It's just always one lane's closed. But there was a dead coyote, and I mean, the car blew it up. And he was in the middle of the street.
It hadn't been picked up yet.
Well, no, the guy pulled over. It just happened.
Oh.
And all I do is just go, don't look, don't look, don't look. All I picture is like some kid's sweet German Shepherd or something. But it's not great that it's a coyote, but at least it's not someone's beloved pet.
There's a new Hulu docuseries that starts tonight called Sasquatch. And this guy
too
dives
easy.
Into it. The director.
Easy.
Too easy. Just let him finish it. We're all thinking it.
This guy dives into whether or not Bigfoot was responsible for the killing of three people involved in a dangerous marijuana trade in Northern California.
Come on.
Of course the weedies are going to come up with
that. Hey, Daddy, I stopped the drug ring last night. I'm covered in blood.
So the guy, Jay Mark and Jay Duplass, they also did Wild, Wild Country.
These guys do tons of stuff.
Yeah, so they're the guys behind it.
So Bigfoot stopped crime is what they're insinuating here. This is for people on weed.
Oh, yeah. This revisits the legend of Bigfoot through the prism of the still unsolved true crime case in the fall of 1993.
So he's a drug runner.
David Holthouse went to work on a cannabis farm in the marijuana fields of the Emerald Triangle in Northern California.
Yeah. It's not a thing.
Tonight.
The Emerald Triangle?
Yes. Humboldt County.
Yep.
That's a thing?
There's more weed than any other tree. It's crazy.
Mendocino, Humboldt, and Trinity.
Yeah, Humboldt is all green. Those people are not messing around with the weed. It's every
so
hillside.
Some guy in a ghillie suit is, or was it?
It was, Brady. It was a man in a ghillie suit, whatever that is. What's a ghillie suit?
It's that bush suit that they wear.
Oh, is that what that's called?
You saw it on Catch a Predator.
Oh, that's what those are. I just called them bush
people. Yeah, the Catch a Predator cops were in ghillie suits.
Ghillie suit, that's what your sister had on, man. It was the 80s.
To the base.
Big bush.
The Mickey ghillie suit.
Like a big bush suit. I saw it.
That's your wild America.
I am a little curious about how they're going to sell me that Bigfoot was involved in a drug ring.
Maybe the biggest thing is you'll find out more about the Emerald Triangle. Like, I'd never really heard
of it. It's a beautiful part of California, but it's full of pot.
Buddhist monk, Tomacorn Wang Precha. He's 68 years old.
Tomacorn.
Made a makeshift guillotine.
You said Wang.
Oh.
Chopped his own head off.
Ouch.
That's what guillotines do, makeshift or otherwise.
He chopped his own head off in a bizarre ritual sacrifice for good luck.
How good a luck was that?
Well, not for him.
For someone else, obviously. Well,
for the guy who cleans it up. Yeah. If you find that, it's like a leprechaun's gold.
Yeah, the monk's body was found beside his severed head.
Yep.
At the Wat Phu Hin Temple.
I'd be worried if it was found somewhere
22 feet away. Or in the parking lot. At the
on April 15th.
Ty's Denny's.
So I wonder who's going to benefit from the good luck on that. But
hopefully everyone, Brady.
Before making the sacrifice, the monk who had served for the temple for 11 years informed other priests that he would be leaving the monkhood. Didn't tell him how he was going to go out.
Is it monkhood or monkery?
Monkdom.
Monkhood.
Monkenite.
Monastic.
That's better. I like that one.
The monkhood.
The monkhood. I don't like the monkhood as much as I like the monkery.
And this is when I left the monkery.
Sounds like a new strand of weed,
man. The monkery. You got to try it on 420, bro. It's real smooth. You can still work out. Actually, I clean the house on the monkery all the time. But your head feels like it's lopped off like a monk, man. Good luck, bro.
Let's get to some radio videos.
All right. Now, let me ask you this before we start this. Are you guys, are you willing to have cameras in here recording our reaction to the radio videos? Is that something that we're comfortable with in this room?
No.
You don't like it?
Nope.
You don't like the idea? Why?
Nope.
Because you feel like you're going to get in trouble?
Well, that and the stuff we talk between songs
I'm
and everything
with
else.
I would have the access
something's
to...
Something's going
to
happen.
I would have access to ons and offs.
Tom Brennan said the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Tom Chambers last night said that thing because Chris Paul in the post game with the Suns cussed. And Chambers goes, hey, would they beat me if I said that word? And he goes, there would be nothing but beeps between commercials in this room, because Tom cusses.
Yeah.
So, okay. That's all I needed to hear. Because people have been asking. I've been getting hit up here at the station, like, we need more video stuff. And I'm like, I wouldn't be against recording our deal, but you're right. Mm-hmm. The one day I forget to turn it off is the one day we're bitching about somebody in the building or talking about somebody's sweet fat ass. Can you believe how fat her ass is? And the next thing you know, we're harassment.
I'm in PHAT.
Yes, we were talking about
pretty hot.
Of course we did.
Pahat your ass.
But right here on video, it says that you...
Look, Moynihan, you've got a fat ass.
Everybody knows.
The next thing you know, you're sexually harassing Moynihan accidentally just because the camera stayed on. It's all... Okay. Answered my question. Nobody ever gets to see that. Although, the reaction videos would be pretty good.
I think if we filmed one once in a while, like on our iPhones or something, that wasn't tied in
like
with
I
anything.
Like I did the other 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
Because after that...
Well, the danger with that is that we know that if Toledo gets up and starts filming us, that I think the reaction would be...
A little different.
Vaudevillian.
Brady.
I snuck that one in, though. That one, other than
Brady
you
can
knew
film it.
After the show, but...
Yeah, I didn't know you were doing that one. I didn't know. So that was a reaction that we knew about, which is fine. Maybe a few of those. But yeah, they keep trying to get us to put cameras in the studio. I'm like, I don't know. Even just side-eyeing each other on silly... Seems like it can be misconstrued. All right, never mind. We'll just react because I like the videos too much.
The first one is some bros doing some flaming shots.
and a Pabst Blue Ribbon.
And one can tell where this
one
is going
turns
already,
into a dragon.
PBRs are.
Yeah.
We got
Brett, this had to have happened to you with Sambuca once or twice.
Yeah, you lit on fire.
I don't know. Let's see it.
Let's see what happened.
Yeah.
Here we go. Oh, Sam.
Oh,
oh my God. He's a fire-breathing dragon. His face is on fire. what did he do?
I like how the fact that he took the shot and then spit it out.
What did he do? He took a shot that was already on fire?
Yeah, I think he coughed.
Yeah, that's what it is. They're already
Why are you drinking? Whoa. You better blow the fire out.
You're supposed to blow it,
yeah. You don't pour fire, burning alcohol into your mouth. Well, you deserve every ounce of that.
Dog,
mainly.
Bro.
How many times was a bro thrown around?
They
like
did whatever they could to protect the PBR.
Here we go. Whoa!
Our friend's on
fire!
Whoa. You've got no eyebrows!
Yeah. See, Wheaties, that Pabst Blue Ribbon flag in the back is the same as your leaf. I immediately know these are people I don't want to hang out with. They're celebrating PBR too hard.
Now, this is some good skeet shooting right here. Hockey stick. The guy flips him out to his girlfriend.
Who looks pretty good.
Yeah.
This is a handsome couple.
Three for three.
She's three for three shooting. Yeah. He's three
she get
for three.
That first one?
Oh, yeah.
So he doesn't even have the clay bird. Man, he's getting him way up there. I don't know if she's left. She's just holding that. She's knocking him cold. She looks great shooting that gun. And also not shooting.
Here's your mountain biking one. Here.
Oh, no.
This
no.
is crazy.
Right, here's Josh and the boys from Action Ride Shop.
What get the?
Oh, hell no.
This is not human.
There's no option here.
It is the thinnest trail.
It's a ridge trail,
5,000
right?
feet up. I don't know how tall
God.
It is.
That's, wow.
And this is what those Action Ride Shop guys would do.
Oh, yeah.
You'd see, if this video continued, you'd see Brett and I walking our bike.
This is Chamonix, France, apparently.
That is right? Maybe that 2 feet left and right?
You tell me. I don't know.
Cliff on either side?
Maybe 2 feet.
Maybe.
Maybe. Because you can't put your feet down.
Is
if you that's put, a good yeah, point.
You can't even put your feet
if
down.
If he stopped, he couldn't put his feet down.
I would wobble right off of that. Oh, my God.
Because
that
is the nerves get to you, right? And that's what
no, I'm just not good at it. So I fall that too. Off I fall off a Trail 100 sometimes. This is. Are you kidding? I got stuck in the wash for 5 hours. Brett almost had to come look for me.
There was one Toledo just before that. It was the air show that happened in California.
Oh, you want to do that one?
Wow.
Yeah. This was pretty
It happened over
amazing.
The weekend.
It happened over the weekend. People on the beach. And it was looked like kind of the plane that Toledo and I went up a couple years ago, like a B-25.
Okay.
Guy had to make a landing. So if you're on the beach, there's plenty of people that saw this thing.
Yeah. So it's just a plane coming in.
Yeah, coming in low.
And it's
got a little
land,
bit small.
Right?
It's a lot smaller than when we were.
So it's dying out.
Yep. It just beaches it. Nice little landing there. Though.
It throws in the water. Nice Man. Job.
I like how the people are cheering.
You're the guy filming.
I told you.
I told you that plane wasn't going to fly much. That's pretty awesome. And look at the unbelievable response of the beachgoers to help the guy out and sign in. Nothing.
Yeah, maybe they plan to do that. I don't know. I'm not going out there.
Bro, you know, I saw this plane. I was at the beach.
Were you ever at that beach, Brady? That could have been you.
No, but I was. You remember when I was there in San Diego? Same thing happened, but it was a little
two passenger. Did you see that?
We went there right after it happened.
So you saw the plane laying out, but you didn't see it crash?
No.
My friend of mine named Jerry lives up by Deer Valley Airport. He's like, watch those things fly out of the sky every day.
They're landing all the time?
He was working once, and he heard a plane going, meek, 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 brr, 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 then nothing. And then he heard, poof. He got out, and he lives on a preserve. And he's like, I looked out, and I see the smoke, and I'm like, that's no good. Guy missed it, and he said, we hear that all the time, these stuttering planes coming. I'm like, no kidding. He goes, oh, those little planes. A helicopter went down by his house once. I'm like, are you getting nervous about it? He goes, oh, yeah, you hear it. You hear the and then they go, bang, bang, bang. Yeah, then they speed buggy, and then they're in the ground. Brady's cartoon plane crashes.
I don't think I got enough gas, boss.
That sounds like a plane crash in Hanna-Barbera's world.
Anyway, well, there you go. Nicely done. All right, so no videos of our reactions. Wouldn't have been so great today anyway. But.
No. Guys, just my perspective, cameras will ruin the creative aesthetic of the show.
Wow, totally
that's,
agree.
That's deep. That's true. No cameras. Love the show. No cameras.
Yeah, well, first off, my face ruins the aesthetic right. of the show. Yeah. Like the fact that they have a medium for people like me to entertain is a gift. Why would I ruin that by showing you myself? That's repulsive. You don't want to see this. Nobody does. So there's that. But I do agree. I think that if we knew we were being filmed, it might. I would definitely not look at Brett for a wink and a nod when Bigfoot stories are happening because we look like dicks.
There's a Bigfoot story.
Oh.
But like Brady did that one time, just took a like, yeah. you know, incognito, just picture.
And then
just
we
like,
have
yeah.
the rights to go, okay, it's not immediately out.
Right.
So we can look at it and go, oh, Brett threw up. Brett's wearing a shirt with a swastika on it. We didn't know that, so we can't post that. That's never happened yet, but.
He threw those out.
I assume someday Mussolini's supporters are going to come yeah. out of him.
The Axis.
We were so close, the Axis, so close.
How did Italy get off the hook on that one?
We still because they saw what was happening. Like, hey, we're with you.
Yeah, we're out of here.
When were they like with us?
This looks like it's a good movement here. Don't attack us. We'll just.
They joined after.
Yeah.
They were all in with Hitler. And Italy
well,
still
but they
like,
saw, we saw where he was going. It's like, ah, you know.
He didn't bail until it was over. Mussolini got hung in the middle of the city after the war.
And they beat the hell out of him,
I know.
Him too.
Dressed, he was dressed like a woman, yeah. which is even cooler.
Yeah, I mean, again, most of the
I don't remember
I don't
Italy's
important.
Big apology midway through the war going, oops, sorry, we sided with the wrong guy. They stuck it out.
No, oh, they jumped in because they saw where it was going. They were like, who's going to stop this guy?
Right. But how did they get off?
And maybe we could.
They wanted part
again,
of that train.
Your Brady. Mussolini's like, I could benefit from this Brady. If it goes this way.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Nevada gets uppity. We as Arizona go, who's going to stop Nevada? The other 49 states? We better join them. If Italy's excuse was who's going to stop them, it was one country. The whole world was going to stop them. It took some work. But it was because Italy
saying,
started to help them. You guys got off scot-free on that whole Italy-Germany combo.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know what I know. I know what I'm talking about. You guys joined the wrong team and stuck it out. And you almost pulled it off.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know what would have happened. He'd have turned on you.
Oh, yeah.
You'd been speaking German and eating schnitzel spaghetti.
No, we definitely wouldn't have been doing that.
A lot of spatzelgetti.
Spagats, they'd call it.
Ugh.
Yeah. I don't know how Italy got off the hook on that one. Japan took a part of the sun for them to recognize the right thing.
I grease a few palms, you see what happens.
I guess he might have had a couple bucks on you. Look, sorry about that whole uprising.
Here's a little envelope for you.
That got a little awkward, you know? I'm going to be honest with you. The dude with a mustache, we didn't think anybody could stop him, so we tried to join him. We joined the wrong thing.
I think the church maybe stepped in and says, we got this.
Rome?
Yep.
Yeah, they were always on the right side of justice.
Yep. Yep.
It's an interesting thought. I didn't really put it together. Italy kind of gets off on that one. They kind of get a hall pass for some reason. I'm going to look into that. History has to give Italy a little bit more of it. You know you guys were with Hitler. We still make German jokes about German voices being... It's Hitler's birthday. Let's give Italy a little heat, huh? He was your best friend, not ours. Mussolini.
It's a business deal.
Hey, this business is business.
Yeah, nobody, this is why Italy got off, because you guys have like great three-wordness.
Look, it was business.
It wasn't personal.
There was nothing against you guys or the Jews even. Just business. We saw an end date. It might have been lucrative for our people.
Hey, look, we weren't doing it. We were just protecting ours.
We were
That's
just
right.
Helping our own.
Yeah, I don't buy
the
excuse.
Maybe it was a lot like The Godfather. Once, you know, Nazis were getting into the drugs and stuff. Yeah. It's like, ah, that's not where I want to go.
I don't know.
But their drugs was a different movement.
I think Italy was pretty much in full tilt with Hitler. I don't think they were like, ooh, this
Allegedly.
Guy's powerful. Who's going to stop him? We should join up with Hitler. No, there's plenty of... like empires that were willing to stop him. We just didn't know how far he was going to push it. Who's going to stop him? We might as well join this one country as opposed to the 380 other ones that we don't think have a chance. Yeah, they were in.
They went over the territory. So we get this. We still get this piece yeah. of the pie?
It was probably just a pussy move to say, join now or you're next.
Yeah.
But Poland even stood up to that. France, to a certain degree, stood up to it.
Yeah.
Italy joined in. Mussolini sitting there all smiles. He's my guy, huh? The little mustache of Charlie Chaplin. He's a funny guy.
Here he comes.
Did you guys give him a hard time? He tells great jokes. I don't know why he's Mexican now. I don't know.
I was just going to say.
Oh.
Julio Mussolini
or
what?
I got confused about it. Mexico joining up. Anyway, I've been doing Mexican all morning. That's what I'm thinking of, Mike. There you go. Mike Mussolini.
John, you're absolutely right. Italy got off scot-free for what they did in World War II, and it's a travesty. Oh, and by the way, Mike got off scot-free for the IROC from punishment from your dad as well.
It's true. Wherever there's someone bad, there's an Italian figure right next to them. Mike was blasting my sister in the cul-de-sac. What's right there? An IROC Z, the symbol of Italian everything. Like, that's that little weird horn you people wear. That and an IROC Z is like, oh, okay, I see. Something bad's going to happen.
You never had a Camaro, did you?
No. No, I was never, a Mustang guy.
He's always a Mustang guy.
He knew. But sometimes. But
the Mini Guinea did.
I'll tell you this. Did. I guarantee you, Brett, in your Italian heritage, when an IROC goes by, you look and you go, whew, I don't want that. Like, for a second, it's like black guys looking at fat white women. They may not want one for keeps, but they look. They can't help it.
It's that meme of him walking with his girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it's that.
It's that. It's like I'm true to, I'm not going to marry outside because I love beautiful black woman, but god damn.
Fat ass.
Fat white ass. I don't want one. That's how you feel about IROC. If an IROC pulls into the parking lot, you're going to stare at it for a second. It's natural. And you might not want it, but you're going to look at it.
I'm going to look at the horn. Like, that'll look good with the horn, man.
You can't help it. It's like me with IKEA. I've got to go there sometimes. I don't know why. I don't want anything.
You're just drawn to it.
I need to be in the IKEA now and again. Swedish thing. It's 8:28. There you go. That, my friends, is and sometimes I drive by reservations and just go, you're lucky we're over it. Because we used to be horrible. We were Vikings. We were terrible. We'd pillage everything that was peaceful. It's natural. You do. You can't help it. Brady, I don't know what you are, but I'm sure if it was if there was a fire nearby, you'd be cooking some folks.
German-Irish.
Oof. Whew. That's a worse combination than German-Italian. All right, that was two-thirds of it. Yeah, we got to call Italy and tell them, hey, we're still not over this. We were so mad at Germany,
it's
we forgot you.
It's been taken care of. Don't worry about
it. All right.
It's over.
I got to learn Italian answers. It's all taken care of. Is
moving
it?
On.
We're moving on.
An envelope solves everything.
Look, we paid for this.
Nothing to see here.
It is a great. It's you can't argue that. It's all been taken care of. It's almost Jedi. I bet you that's where Lucas got the idea for the Jedi mind trick. Like talking to an Italian guy. Before I knew it, I'd given him everything.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
These are not the droids we're looking for.
That's better.
Anyway, sorry. There you go, friends. That is your Brady Report. It's 98 KUPD.
Big, red, and badass.
It's the natural way radio should be.
98.